Greetings from Leapers Fork, Tennessee.
Hello, friend. Thanks for pressing play on this episode of the Brassy Broadcast, or in this case, the Brassy Roadcast. I'm your host, Jen Eads, the head broad in charge at the Brassy Broadcasting Company.
And I'm Beth Kindig, and I always do whatever the Brassy Broad tells me to do.
And we have a new road trip buddy traveling with us. This is her debut road trip. Beth, would you like to make the introduction?
Yes, we have with us our new intern, or as we like to call her, our Finturn, because her name is Finley Fisher Eads. Finley was given to her by her Aunt Wendy, and the Fisher is for Carrie Fisher because you're such a Star Wars nerd. And Eads is because it's your dog, because I think she's going to be a handful. So welcome, Finley Fisher Eads.
And you may hear Finn in the background. She is spending a little time in her kennel right now because, honestly, we don't want her to tear the joint up.
No, this place is really quaint, and I would not want to see her do a Finn on it.
So, Beth, tell us your thoughts about this really sweet little Airbnb cottage that we found.
Well, do we want to go there, or do we want to do this in chronological order? Because I don't want to get ahead of the game.
Oh, yes. Let's start off with...
You know, I like to be organized and methodical in my approaches with everything. So we should start from the beginning.
I agree. Okay. Tell us all about the first stop of the day, baby goats.
Well, first, I think we need to give a shout out to Finley because honestly, for her first big road trip for a 14-week-old Airedale puppy, I think she did very well. She was quite content to lay there and didn't really make a peep and wasn't crazy like she has been since we got here. But I think she did a very nice job. So first, you know, snaps to her.
Yay, Finn.
Way to go, Finturn. So yes, our first stop of the day in Scottsburg,
yes.
Indiana. Got milk stuff? Goat milk stuff, right. You know, I've been there like 5 times. You think I'd know it by now. But it was my most favorite Christmas present. You got it for me last year. I got it again this year. And it's the ability to spend 30 minutes with baby goats. And I don't think I am inflating this number when I say I think there were at least 50 goats in that pen today.
At least. At a minimum, 50.
Could be 100. It might have been 200. I don't know. But there were a lot of goats in that area today. And it was cool because this year we were inside the barn. So it wasn't quite as muddy and icky as it was last year when we were outside. The only drawback to that is we didn't get to see them frolic and go down slides. They just got to frolic on top of you, like one picture I have indicates.
Yes. And if you go to Brassy Broad Jen Instagram, you will see a feed full of baby goat pictures.
Yeah, you were the hit in there for sure, especially when the one jumped on your back.
I think that the grown-ups in the baby goat pen were having more fun than the kids.
You know, some of those kids acted like they didn't even want the goat to even smell them. I'm like, come on, kid. It's a goat. It's a cute goat. How can you not want to interact with the goat?
Beth's brilliant idea, since we were going to be traveling on in the car together farther south down to Tennessee, and we didn't want to be wearing stinky goat clothes. So
we didn't want to smell like a goat. That would be bad.
So we packed a trash bag, wore sweats and old clothes, and threw those into the trash bag, sealed it off, except for me.
Except for you. You didn't bring an extra coat. So where'd we have to go tonight? Walmart. What do you have on right now? Your $21.
My new Tennessee Titans sweatshirt.
Is it Tennessee Titans or is it just Tennessee?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was Tennessee Titans.
We'll go with that for $21. It better be something special. From Walmart, $21, really?
Hey, nothing but the best for me. When you go play with the baby goats in the pen for 30 minutes, take a change of clothes because you will smell like you've been playing in a pen with 100 baby goats.
They gum you. You know, they have little teeth, but they like to chew on your clothing and they don't chew a hole in it. It's just like they're kind of nyang, 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 on it. And so you get goat juice, goat slobber, and then goats walk around in the pen where there's goat poo. So you get that kind of goat stuff on you. So yeah, it was a good idea, I think, to bring extra set of clothing.
Yeah. So big thumbs up on goat milk stuff in Scottsburg, Indiana. If you get a chance in the springtime to go play with the baby goats, it's $5 for 30 minutes in a pen full of happy, sweet baby goats.
Which we more than made up on that monetarily when we bought 5 bars of your Dirty Hippie Patchouli goat soap for $35. So, you know, they got us. They, you know, I think we were a good revenue stream for them today.
Definitely. Now let's talk about Leaper's Fork.
Well, first we came to the Airbnb.
Yes.
And I guess technically, is this a Leaper's Fork address?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, the drive, once we got off the interstate, was twisty and windy and incredibly scenic and beautiful. I think, I don't know, I was driving, so you were oohing and aahing. I assume.
It was lovely.
Yeah. Okay, good. That's good. Yes. And this this Airbnb is just absolutely adorable.
It's the Gratitude Ranch.
Gratitude, yes.
When we got here, we were very pleased to find out that there were 4 goats.
Not just one, not just 2, not 3, but 4 goats. They can keep their miniature horses. They've got a larger pony. They've got...
There's a rooster.
There's a rooster and chickens. I've not seen the miniature pigs. I am anxiously looking forward to seeing them. But yes, the 4 goats, that was another highlight of my day.
The day keeps getting better. And then we went into the town of Leaper's Fork, went into a couple shops because it was getting late there.
Late? They roll up the sidewalks at 5 o'clock in Leaper's Fork, Tennessee. They might do a little better if they kept stores open a little bit later than that. Maybe 6? You know, be crazy.
I don't know. But we will be going back tomorrow. And we stopped into Puckett's Grocery, grabbed some excellent barbecue and mac and cheese and a giant sweet tea. Came back, ate it at this sweet little cottage, headed to Walmart and
to buy said sweatshirt.
And then
and beer.
Yes.
And wine.
And ice cream.
Oh, no. Yes.
And pie. And the girl at the checkout counter thought, oh, and a People magazine.
Yeah.
She thought that we were having like this super sad Friday night because
we went through a breakup.
Yeah.
We really would have freaked her out if we would have said, yeah, we were together, but we just broke up and we're just going to have our breakup wah, wah session together.
That pretty much wraps up day one of the Brassy Roadcast adventure with Finn and her first road trip. Any closing comments from you, Beth Kindig?
No, I think I'm good for now. I am anxiously looking forward to tomorrow's adventures.
We'll be back. Thanks for listening. Now get out in the world and do some good.